Now I do have my mum on the line because I'm going to do this the right way and to finally tell her something. Hi, mum.
Hi, V.
Hi.
Hey, Pearl.
Hi, Pearl.
Hi, guys.
Now, mum.
So
can Fifi still play with us, Pearl? Is that okay? That's what it feels like. This chat.
Now,
let me think about that.
I grew up at Wonga Park. You might know, if people don't know Wonga
Jumping
Park.
Creek Road.
Jumping Creek Road, Wonga Park, out there near Warrandyte, on the way to Lilydale, Croydon. And mum's still there in the house. Now, mum, as you look out your bedroom window at the moment, you look into the paddock down the back. So we had
How
a big.
How do you know I'm in the bedroom?
Because I'm because you'll be in bed listening to us on the iPad.
iPad, you'll be there with your cup of tea, your TV on.
You don't know that.
Where are you, mum?
Where are you?
In the bedroom.
So as mum's looking at her bedroom window, it's a beautiful, obviously, Wonga Park, semi-rural, and we've got a paddock down the back, which is full of trees and pine trees. And after school, I'd finish school and then we'd come home and my cousins and I would just run around the paddock and you wouldn't really see us, mum, or know what we were doing.
Okay.
Oh, so, God, it's getting grim already.
My grandma and grandpa live next door.
Yep.
And my cousins and I, we snuck into grandma and grandpa's because you could sneak in because they'd be watching the TV and the TV was so loud they wouldn't hear us in their house.
Yeah, and they're old.
We sneak in and they were smoking and we would get matches.
You weren't smoking.
No, never smoked. But no, we'd get the matches and then we'd go
down.
Can I
just ask you about the never smoking?
Yeah.
Can I just ask you about that?
Okay.
I can remember once when you came home from somewhere and I found a cigarette in your pocket.
Did you?
And you immediately said it belonged to Erica. And I've been thinking about that ever since.
Yeah.
And you know, I don't know that it did belong to Erica.
I think it did. I think it was Erica's.
You little smoker. Yeah,
also, I met Erica when I was 19.
Every day. That's why she's awake, just staring out to the paddock going, that was Fee's diary and I know it.
Did you literally have a little puff? You would have, and you've kept the bud.
That's all right. I was at uni. Anyway, so mum, we would have been about 12, 14 when we got the matches from grandpa beside his bed. And then, mum, we went down the back paddock and we were starting fires, like bonfires. How dangerous is that?
Joking.
No, mum. We'd get like wood and we thought we'd start a fire.
So can I ask you how you put the fire out?
Well, I don't, from memory, it was pretty hard to get it started. I don't know. They weren't the most successful fires. And obviously now we know all about fire safety and how dangerous this was.
Especially in scrub and with all the pine.
It was winter though because we were trying to keep warm by a campfire.
Because you realise being a rural community, you could easily have burnt Wonga Park down.
I know.
Get that, don't you?
Yeah, I'm now aware of this. And as I said, I was a child and it was the 80s and I don't endorse this. But I feel a weight off my shoulder, mum, for telling you.
Indeed. And what am I supposed to do with that information now?
I don't. Like, you don't have.
I love you, Pearl, but I feel like it comes down to parenting. Okay. Should have known when your kids were.
Oh.
At all times.
Excuse me, Fee.
I'm joking, Pearl. I'm joking.
Serious?
I'm gone. I'm out the door. No.
Why did you do that? Because you know I've got something, a favour to ask, mum.
Oh, I forgot about the favour. Do you want me to ask it now after that?
Yeah, mum, just
you're in trouble.
After asking you that. And 131060, by the way, if anyone else would like to confess to something they did that was really dangerous as a kid that would shock
their
mums.
How long have we got?
131060, we want to hear what you did, what you got up to that was so dangerous you wouldn't let your kids do. But just quickly, mum, Fev, you ask.
Pearl, lovely Pearl, in the bedroom, looking over beautiful, unburnt paddocks. tonight, we've got a bit of a function on tonight, Pearl. The wonderful Nick Cody, the new guy on the team. I don't know if you know him yet. But
love
he's...
to see Nick Cody. I'd absolutely love to come and see it. Thank you. I will be there. What time?
We're just wondering if you're out to babysit the kids, your beautiful granddaughters.
I'm expected to be here, mum. I just need to.
Yeah, we just need a babysitter. Is that okay, Pearl?
Look, that's okay.
Yeah, I'm getting my hair and makeup done about
you
2.
You are so nicely.
Oh, you're a wonderful parent,
Pearl.
I feel
compelled to say yes.
Oh, the kids would love you there. Because I think they like you a lot.
They do. Okay, thanks, mum. This went well. I appreciate it. Nobody else has to get their mum on to do this.
It's real easy. Just give Trixie some matches and let her in the backyard.